2 Kings chapter 11. Queen Athaliah of Judah. As soon as King Ahaziah's mother Athaliah learned about her son's murder, she gave orders for all the members of the royal family to be killed. So that's often what happens with people, that something bad happens, they lose somebody, and then they get angry and they've got to take it out on everybody else. So here in the Bible, we're seeing how all these people behaved as they did when they did, but people still act in basically the same way today. But Ahaziah's son Joash escaped. He was about to be killed with the others, but was rescued by his auntie Jehosheba, who was King Jehoram's daughter and the half-sister of Ahaziah. She took him and his nurse into a bedroom in the temple and hid him from Athaliah so that he wasn't killed. So for 6 years, Jehosheba looked after the boy Joash and hid him in the temple while Athaliah was ruling as queen. But in the 7th year, Jehoiada the priest sent for the officers in charge of the armed bodyguard and of the palace guards and ordered them to come into the temple. And he made them agree under a promise to him to do whatever he told them. He showed them King Ahaziah's son Joash and ordered them, "When you come to duty on the Sabbath day, a third of you are to guard the palace, another third are to guard the gate, and the other third are to stand guard at the gate behind the other guards. The two groups that are not on duty on that Sabbath are to stand guard at the temple to protect the king. You are to protect King Joash with your drawn swords and remain with him wherever he goes. Kill whoever comes near you." The officers obeyed Jehoiada's words and brought their men to him, those who were going off duty on the Sabbath and those who were going on duty. He gave to the officers the shields and the spears that had been David's and which had been kept in the temple. He put the men with their swords drawn all around the front of the temple to protect the king. And then Jehoiada led out Joash, put the crown on his head, and gave him the covenant. That is the sort of the list of laws that were to govern being king. So Joash was anointed and proclaimed king, and the people clapped and shouted, "May God save the king." Queen Athaliah heard the noise being made by the guards and the people, and so she rushed to the temple and saw the crowd that had gathered. And she saw this new king standing by one of the columns at the entrance of the temple, as they normally did to the kings. He was surrounded by people blowing trumpets and the officers, and the people were shouting with joy and blowing trumpets. Athaliah tore her clothes, and she screamed out, "Treason! Treason!" Jehoiada didn't want Athaliah to be killed in the temple, and so he told the officers of the army, "Take her out between the rows of the guards and kill anyone who tries to save her." So they grabbed her, took her to the palace, and killed her at the horse gate. And so the priest Jehoiada made King Joash and the people enter a covenant with the Lord that they would be the Lord's people. He also made a covenant between the king and the people. So a covenant is where you agree something. And we are in covenant with God when we're baptized and with Jesus. Then the people went to the temple of Baal and tore it down. They smashed up the altars there and they killed Mattan, who was the priest of Baal, before the altars. Jehoiada put guards on duty at the temple, and then he, the officers and the men protecting the king and the palace guards escorted the king from the temple to the palace, and all the people followed them. Joash came in by the guard gate and sat on the throne. All the people were filled with happiness, and the city was quiet now that Athaliah had been killed. So Joash became king of Judah at the age of 7. So you see, you are not too young, ever really, to serve God. And God obviously had this special purpose with Joash, although this priest Jehoiada really helped him and guided him. So, in the 7th year of the reign of King Jehu of Israel, Joash became king of Judah. He ruled in Jerusalem for 40 years. His mother was Zibiah from the city of Beersheba. All his life he did what pleased the Lord, while Jehoiada the priest taught him. But the high places were not destroyed, and the people continued to offer sacrifices and burn incense there. Now you often read that these high places continued. And of course it was God's intention that people worship God in Jerusalem, not on the high places. These high places were like up a hill or somewhere where there was a tree or some special kind of symbol. But the problem is that people used to worship the idols there as well as worshiping God. And that's the big problem with all of us, that we tend to think we can mix the service of God with doing what we want, the service of the flesh. And that is probably our biggest temptation, to think that we can serve God through doing what we want to do. For example, getting rich. Oh, well, I'm doing this for God. Or whatever. Having a grand, expensive, luxurious way of life. Oh, but I'm doing this for God. Well, no. You know, we cannot serve, as Jesus said, God and mammon or wealth. We can't do that. And it's the same as how it was with Israel. They wanted to serve Baal, and so they said, well, yeah, this is a way of serving God. And so they had these high places where they served both God and the Baals. And so a lot of the kings are criticized for not destroying these places because they were so popular.